Well, Art, very soon I'm going to be heading off and moving to the other side of the country, and I'll be leaving behind the Seattle sports teams that I've cheered for since I was a kid. According to Forbes, however, I might not be missing out on too much. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I know one thing you're going to miss is I think next year will be year 75 of the Mariners' 100-year rebuilding plan. You know, and who wouldn't want to be captivated by that? But I think what Forbes is addressing is a chronic problem that Seattle has when it comes to winning championships. The problem is geographic isolation. It's very difficult to attract veteran free agents to the pro teams, and sometimes it's difficult to attract young people who are being recruited by Husky football and basketball. We're just way out here, and when you experience Charlotte, you'll discover that you can get on a short flight to Florida or a short flight up the East Coast to the D.C. area or the Northeast and be in the same time zone and have a weekend full of sports if you want. That's hard to do here, and it's hard for athletes and their families to get to Seattle if they're from other parts of the country. That's the handicap, and the idea is to overcome it, and some of our teams are actually doing that.
Well, yeah, and I was reading the Forbes article, and I don't think it's all bad, is it?
No, it's not, because as any Seahawks fans will tell you, the Seahawks are going to win 3 Super Bowls this year. But actually, they do have a decent shot at one. They've had a couple of injuries and some problems in training camp, but overall, I still think this is a top 4 team in the NFL. The Sounders are doing, I think, something absolutely amazing in the hire of Clint Dempsey, the best American soccer player, who's bringing great amounts of attention to their efforts to make the playoffs and win an MLS Cup, which was greatly enhanced by Dempsey's arrival. And then there's Husky football. They're moving into a brand new stadium, or at least a remodeled stadium, for $261 million. It really is going to be astonishing and a great recruiting tool for the football team. And that's going to be August 31st when it opens against Boise State. So they think they're going to be an 8-4, 9-3 team. It's not a championship team, but it's going to be a big uptick. So I think there is a lot to look forward to, and you're going to have to do it from 3 time zones away.
Okay, so we've got the bad, the Mariners struggling. We're playing sports in South Alaska here. We've got the good. The Seahawks are looking good. Husky Stadium looks great. The Sounders are on the rise. What's the big question mark that I'm not going to see answered before I leave, or maybe any time at all in the near future?
Chris Hansen and the Soto Arena Project. We are still waiting for the first draft environmental impact statement to come down on this. We're still waiting for an NBA team. We're still waiting for an NHL team. And I'm not sure exactly when that's going to happen. Chris Hansen has done a lot. He spent a lot of his own money, and he's still dedicated to the project. It's just not as easy as he thought it was going to be. And we're going to have to wait probably for a couple, 3 years before we see one of those two teams playing in Seattle. And it's entirely possible that when you're building a complicated building in a very busy area like Soto, the thing is going to get stymied in court with people upset about the location of the arena. So that's a story that will be ongoing, and it could be something that's resolved in the time of your children's children's children.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's also a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at our website, kplu.org. I'm Kevin Kniestad.